This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I think it's fair to say a lot of Democrats aren't quite sure how they feel about the budget that the president released yesterday, especially the bits where he wants to cut the growing costs of Medicare and Social Security. Once you get through the politicking and the posturing, though, there is a pretty fundamental debate to be had here about means testing and higher premiums for the wealthy and who the social safety net should protect anyway. Everybody or just those in need? From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
Karen Campbell is 68 years old and lives in Avon, Ohio. She voted for Obama, but she does not like the reductions he's proposing in her Social Security benefits.
It wouldn't affect right now the quality of my life, but I sure know a lot of people that it would.
Campbell and her husband receive $2,000 to $3,000 a month in Social Security. Under the president's proposal, which would kick in 2015, the average person would get about $40 less in the first year. But it's not so much the amount that bothers Campbell.
I don't think it's fair to take things away from people when they counted on it, to take it and say, no, sorry, we changed the rules here.
John Ray from Minneapolis is also 68. He gets about $1,600 a month in Social Security, but like the Campbells, he mostly relies on retirement savings. And he says even if he got no Social Security, he'd be fine with that.
Social Security was put in place to help those who were in need. And there are some of us that aren't in need.
But what's traditionally made Social Security so popular is that it benefited everyone, not just those in need. Peter Beresford is a professor of social policy at Brunel University in London. He warns that if benefits start to shrink for those who don't really need them,
the number of people who are better off, but who nonetheless can benefit from it, who might then have the strength and skill and ability to protect it, diminishes.
And Social Security could become more vulnerable and more stigmatized. Of course, it could also become less expensive. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.